Thank you and good morning. High winds and plenty of fuel caused serious concerns at a mill site on Alder Road in Arcata on Wednesday evening. Arcata firefighters responded to the scene and were told by employees that a fire was burning in the top end of a bark bin and that sawdust and lumber chips were burning as well. The responding battalion chief, Sean Campbell, found workers on site fighting the fire with their own hose and asked them to stop and move out of the way so that Arcata firefighters could get to work. Firefighters used a ladder platform to reach the bark bin some 40 feet off the ground to access the fire, while a second hose crew worked from ground level. The blaze was contained and extinguished, and there were no injuries reported. While on scene, a second fire call came in to Arcata Fire, and that was handled by mutual aid companies from Humboldt Bay and Blue Lake. Firefighters with the Arcata Fire Protection District responded to two vehicle collisions on Highway 101 near the 299 interchange on Tuesday evening, collisions that happened within minutes of each other. The second crash was the most serious and involved a single vehicle driven by 57-year-old Fortuna resident William Larry Morris. Morris was headed southbound on 101 when he lost control and his vehicle left the roadway and hit a tree. Morris and his two passengers had to be cut from the car. The two passengers were later pronounced dead at the scene. The coroner's office has identified the victims as 55-year-old Stacy Kajar and 59-year-old Karen Brennan. Morris was arrested on suspicion of felony DUI and vehicular manslaughter. This was the fifth fatal collision in the county this year, with a total of seven deaths, four of which are the result of DUI. Eureka police are looking for a runaway. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing teenage girl who was last seen by her family on Sunday. 14-year-old Cheyenne Avery Horton is a Native American girl, 5'4", 110 pounds, with brown eyes and black shoulder-length hair, and has a piercing on her lip. Cheyenne was reported as a runaway by her family on Sunday, and anyone with information about Cheyenne or her whereabouts are asked to contact the Eureka Police Department.
Thank you, Jordan. On Wednesday morning, officers from the Arcata Police Department, assisted by officers from the Humboldt County Probation Department, served a felony arrest warrant at a residence in the 500 block of Monterey Drive. Officers located 34-year-old Joseph Gene Kahn of Arcata, and a search of his person and residence turned up two loaded shotguns, a loaded handgun, and half an ounce of methamphetamine. Kahn was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at an apartment building owned by Floyd and Betty Squires in the 800 block of 8th Street on Tuesday after receiving information about drug sales activity. Officers arrested 33-year-old Paul Uron and 30-year-old Rebecca Chapa. A search of the room turned up heroin packaged for sale, drug paraphernalia, and $1,300 in cash. While being booked, it was discovered that Chapa had hidden 15 separate bags of heroin on her person, and that meant an additional charge. The Eureka Police Department has responded to this property nearly 160 times since January of 2014. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you live in the unincorporated areas of the county, you are probably familiar with the term bake sale fire departments, small volunteer departments that provide first responder service to the small towns and communities spread across the region. The bake sale moniker is well earned because it's through fundraising events the small departments raise money for training and equipment. Revenue from Measure Z will alleviate some of the funding burden, but as Supervisor Rex Bone points out, those fundraisers also provide a unique look at our region.
I like the distinction of the small burgs, small towns, the bake sale fire department. I get out into a lot of these small places, but there's such a strong dynamic. So many people realize now in this day and age, when somebody new comes down, it used to be they were kind of standoffish, and now I think people are more accepting, realizing new blood means new ideas, means new help, means somebody that'll work on the cook line, new members for the volunteer fire department.
Whether as an auctioneer or as an MC, on any given weekend, there stands a good chance Bone is running his mouth for some local cause.
It's a good way to get out and see the people. It means a lot to them, and it's nice to help, do your little thing. I mean, these people spend weeks putting these things together, getting the meals lined up. I just have to show up and make noise and leave, so it's pretty easy for me, so...
A sales tax increase will help fill funding gaps for public safety, but that sales tax doesn't come with a dinner and an auction. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.